Thank you, Charlotte.
Bernie Sanders' stump speech touched on familiar themes of his campaign: income inequality, Medicare for all, getting corporate money out of politics. But he spent most of his speech on current events, including the recent passage of new restrictive abortion laws.
Right now, all across this nation, there is a well-funded attack coordinated by right-wing extremists to deny women the right to control their own bodies and their own futures.
Sanders focused on Alabama's new law, which bans almost all abortions.
Just this week, as you know, Alabama passed the most restrictive law in the country, outlawing all abortions, even if a woman was raped or if a 13-year-old girl was the victim of incest.
So far, there are more than 20 Democrats running for president, and Sanders is polling in second place behind former Vice President Joe Biden. Sanders did not criticize any Democratic opponents by name, but he did highlight his opposition to the Iraq War, which Biden supported as a senator. In recent days, tension between the U.S. and Iran has increased. The U.S. has said American troops in Iraq are at increased risk from Iran, a claim disputed by some American allies. Sanders said a war with Iran would be far worse than the Iraq War.
We have to be very concerned about the growing discussions in the Trump administration about the possibility, the insane possibility, of a U.S. attack on Iran and the start of another. I mean, I don't know how many wars these people want.
For Democrats, South Carolina on February 29th will be the fourth primary or caucus. North Carolina's primary in 2020 has been moved up, and the state will vote with 13 others on March 3rd. In 2016, Hillary Clinton beat Sanders in North Carolina 55-41%. The crowd at Friday's rally was mostly white and young, though there were some African-American voters who came to hear Sanders. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.